Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
There's a disadvantage to friendship when it comes to business. And maybe that's just me and the way I see it. I love to see your perspective on that.
I think there are both advantages and disadvantages, for sure. I think sometimes some of your friends won't ask you to cash in on the advantages. And I think that happens far too often.
What do you mean? Explain that.
So you'll be great at doing a thing. How many times has Joe asked you, hey, Dave, can you just look at my podcast and tell me where I can be better?
Never.
Donnie, can you just look at my podcast and tell me how can I be better? You didn't even tell me that you started a podcast.
You didn't know you had a podcast?
Not until I saw a random episode of a clip on Instagram.
And it's not like, and for this particular thing, you didn't do anything wrong this time,
Joe. Oh, you did.
Oh, he didn't.
He didn't let me know.
No, this is a tough thing to discuss. I think there's a disadvantage to it.
I think there's both, right? I think there's a disadvantage, yes, because number one, so I think the disadvantage comes kind of like in what you explained. The reason Joe didn't ask you is two. Number one, Joe wants you to be proud of him, right? He wants you to see that he's picked up on what he, or that he's implementing what he's picked up just by being in the room, and he's doing it. On the flip side, Joe also sees Dave is real busy. He doesn't have time for this. Or Dave has people paying him $30,000 to learn how to do this or whatever that number is. I can't pay him that, so I don't want to disrespect him.
You know what the real disadvantage is? Even if he approached me with that, I don't even see myself taking his money.
And you wouldn't take his money.
That's the challenge.
Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, I'm sure there are times where you sit and be like, why didn't he just ask me?
Yes, but even the quality of the information of just asking is different than clients.
Mm.
So he can't even if he wanted to, he can't pay me and have me accept what I would charge to do it.
So you treat your friends differently?
Yes.
I do. I was going to say I do.
Yeah,
I do, because so we have an obligation to our clients to give them the best of us. But friends are a little different because there are so many other things. Like if it doesn't work out with your client, the worst case scenario is a refund. Mm. If it doesn't work out with your friend, the worst case scenario could be the destruction of that relationship.
Mm.
And yep. I just, when it comes to helping friends make money, it has just worked out and then it's not worked out both ways. I believe that you can make money with your friends, and I'm talking about in partnership, but I am talking specifically about when it's time for you to teach someone something and have them go out and apply. It can get really, really tricky. One, because you don't teach a friend the same way. You can be a little bit more frustrated with a friend than you could, or you could show a little bit more frustration with a friend than you could a client. You could actually tell your friends about disappointment in a more direct way than you would typically your client. You can call your friends out on your stuff. Like, it changes everything. You call your friend just to see what they're doing, and they're on the couch watching the new reality show, and you're like, yo, did you get X, Y, and Z done yet? Yeah. I'm disgusted with you, or whatever the case may be. It works out just a little differently. And then what do you charge your friends? What don't you charge your friends? In a situation I've been in before, it's like I'll discount 50%, but then 50% wasn't enough. And then now you're mad at me. And then, you know, it's just, what do you do? It is a disadvantage.
Imagine dating somebody that's amazing in business. You're not going to date them and be their mentee.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs, and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week, and I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you? Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book? Every single chapter, every single day, we're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, a dollar. I'm going to give you all this for a dollar. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want, all right? Themorningmeetup.com.
You feel me? Like, my wife is at a disadvantage as an entrepreneur because I think I could be. If she wasn't my wife, I'd probably be the perfect person to coach her. Because when I say something, she'll receive it differently. I'd have more courage to say what I want to say.
You scared right now?
A little bit.
I get you.
So one time we were talking and she said, what do you think I need to do to really, to, you know, kind of, I forgot how she said it, but my answer was, you should read a book. You should find a book to read.
I remember
read
you telling me about that. A book? Oh, no.
She wants a deeper answer. And I don't have one. Because you haven't been an entrepreneur for... Like, if she wasn't my wife, this would be my advice. We need to start somewhere with, like, with a book. Because it's the game is here. It's like, if you haven't been an entrepreneur before, even the stuff I tell you to do, you're not going to understand it until you start, like, being exposed to a different way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't coach her effectively. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to effectively do it, but I don't know, man. There's certain disadvantages of being close.
For sure.
So I don't know how y'all gonna get around that. And I don't have any answers. Is there a way to get around it? What type of advice would you give somebody?
I would invite my friends, if they wanted to be a part, to sit in on my Q&As and things like that and ask questions. I actually want to, I've been thinking of this idea for the last 2 years. I would love to be able to have like a quarterly sit down with like my friends, my personal friends, and just catch up on goals and like, what are you doing? What can I help you with? Like make it something standardized, still in a room.
Business is tough, all right? And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you, it'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Of people and just kind of swap ideas, almost mastermind. Like if we could do that once a quarter, just, you know, privately with friends, I think that would be more effective than me being responsible for coaching you every day.
I actually did that last night with my friends.
So what?
I actually did that last night with my friends.
Really?
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah. I mean, it's just like we get together and we mastermind.
Seems like all of my friends, 98%, really only have like one friend is not an entrepreneur. He's in it now. Like he's doing government contracting now, but I don't got that many friends that aren't.
But even, there's still levels to it. Like most of my friends, when I think about it, are also entrepreneurs, with the exception of three. They're not entrepreneurs. They probably desire to be some type of entrepreneur, yeah, but they are successful in their careers.
For sure. And you just mastermind with them too.
I haven't started yet. So that's something that I want to start. Yeah. I would just mastermind and say, you know, how can we help each other? But more importantly, how can I help you? And I believe we just got to recognize that our friends are different. They don't have to want to necessarily reach the levels that we've reached. But in terms of financially, I'm probably further ahead than my friends. Yeah. But there are some things that I could learn from them as well. So maybe a mastermind where it's like, how can we help? We know what the deal is, yeah, right? We know what we're here for.
Yeah.
But how can we help each other?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah, maybe we can do it together.
Let's do it. I'll try to think. Because you only got one friend, so.
Yeah, one friend and maybe some family members.
You only got one homie, so.
Well, you know what? I do have, and I'm not going to say his name. We know the friend.
He came to my house.
Probably have to, really?
Yeah. Talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He came to my house before I left town.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, like, people like that, you know, need some assistance, but. They're not going to join a mastermind.
And we talked about you.
Really? Was it good?
That's why I brought it up.
Well, we don't got to get into it because...
Yeah, no. It wasn't bad. It was I told him that he needs to have a conversation with you. It wasn't bad stuff, but it was, you know, it's not bad, but it's some things that we probably need to say. Like, I just need to tell you this and maybe express that I felt this way and then also apologize to you for something. That conversation needs to be had, but it wasn't bad.
Okay. All right. Cool. Another thing I wanted to say to you, too.
Wait, real quick. Can I just real quick? Can you table that?
Yes.
Y'all.
I say. Shouts out to Hefe the Jeweler.
Yes, Hefe the Jeweler. Yeah, is that his name? Yeah. Listen, first of all, I have never received anything like this. Thank you, David.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday.
Social proof. This was one of my birthday gifts from the Shans. Well, this one I'm going to say was directly from David. And then he and Andrea got me something else really, really cool. And you'll see it, so I won't tell you yet. But let me tell y'all something. I've never even opened the type of case that this comes in, but the case lights up.
It has lights that make it look crazy. Right?
I was like, wow, this is so sweet. Isn't this nice? Joe, am I blingy?
You're very blingy.
Can you see me? So if I went on The Breakfast Club and Charlamagne pulled out the little fact checker on me, mm-hmm, is the diamond?
Oh, 100%. Okay. BVS.
All right.
That's BVS. We went there.
Yeah.
We went there.
BVS jewel me. All right. Go ahead. Carry on. I just had to point it out because the reason that I did it was for you, not for me. I know you guys noticed something different. I'm shining a little differently, and I just wanted to satisfy your curiosity. It's real. You see it.
That's a fact.
You see it.
So I wanted to ask you how you're changing. Did you put the shade on the mic? I want to know how you plan to change. Girl, stop it. How do you plan on changing things up? This, like, moving forward. So you had a really, really good year. And one school of thought is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We just do the same thing again.
Yeah.
But I want to know how you are going to, like, moving forward, what's the escalation? Or what are we changing this year from last year?
Switch it up. You weren't comfortable with that word? Too many syllables? Escalation.
We went back to switch it up.
I don't know necessarily that I'm changing more than I am. No, maybe
I
am.
Can I tell you what I told my morning meetup this morning?
Okay. Because you're going to ask me a question and then give me the answer. Go ahead, Shan.
No. Well, I told him that I was like, somebody asked, you know, who can really help me in my business idea. And we talked about a person. I was like, of course, you know, I think you should hit up Donnie. But I was like, you probably have to hurry up because I don't even really want her coaching people no more. Because sometimes she has calls and I'll be wanting to hang out and she can't.
How selfish is that?
That's mad selfish.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships, okay? So check out the Patreon. We got three tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right. TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.